Well, now, since you've got a little bit of free time with my bud right here, you mind if I ask you some stuff? Nothing rough, I promise, okay? No, I'm not gonna tell you to treat my daughter right or I'll beat your ass or anything like that. No. Honestly, I just like knowing what's going on with people in and around my family life, so tell me, anything going on with you? Gotcha. How about any love interest going on, I mean, when you're around my daughter, I'm sure it's hard to not think about or talk about it fucking 24/7. All that girl does is bring up the next guy she wants with me. Really? Nothing? Well, they're missing out. I mean, I've known you for quite some time now, and you've only matured since I've met you, and you've always been well-mannered and sweet, and to be quite honest, it doesn't hurt that you're quite good-looking as well. Hey, why are you hiding your face? Is everything okay? I'm sorry, was that too much? I didn't mean for that to come off as odd or to make you uncomfortable. Fuck, I'm so sorry, dear. You're not uncomfortable? Thank God, but why are you still hiding your face? Is there something wrong? Is it the fact that I brought up love interest? 'Cause trust me, buddy, I can talk to you about that for fucking hours. You think that might help, actually, or at least give you some time to calm down? Okay, sure. Obviously, when you met my daughter, you came over here when I was living with my wife at the time. We met when we were in college, and we really hit it off, and I loved her. I still do, but I always felt that there was something off. So I started looking into it a little bit, and I'm just gonna be blunt here. I found out that I was attracted to men. Way more than I was to women. So I sat down with her and we talked about it, and of course she was sad about it. She said I could only do what makes me feel the happiest, so we went our separate ways. So, trust me, man. If there's anything relationship-wise you might want to talk about, or you might have some questions here or there, I've been through the ringer, so I'm happy to talk to you about him, okay? Have I been in a relationship with a guy yet? Well, to be honest, I've tried, but all of them are just really shitty, come off as kind of rude, or, no, I'm fine. It's just, I'm not really sure if this is appropriate to say in front of you. Are you sure? I don't have to say anything more. I'm a top. And obviously, that isn't the whole relationship side of everything, but all the men I've found attracted to or formed a connection with have been tops as well. So when it got to that point and they wanted to have sex, they just left. Hey, no, I'm not offended or mad or anything. I get it. You want what you want, but just sucks a little bit, you know? You've had similar experiences? With what, where a person was a dom or something and you weren't up for it? Oh, you've been having a hard time meeting a guy who is a top? We must be on very opposite sides of Grindr then, huh? Because it feels like we're kind of what the other one wants. One second, dear. Let me take this. Hello. Oh, hi, dear. How's the trip been going? Awesome, glad to hear. You got there okay, no complications or anything stupid? Perfect. Yeah, I stopped by your house for a little bit. Your buddy stopped by for a little bit too. He is a. What was that? Why the hell would he get flustered when talking to me? What do you mean? Isn't it obvious? What's obvious? Hun, I don't think your friend has a crush on me. Where's this coming from? He's said how he's always wanted someone who looks like me. Dear, I don't know if I right now is the best Oh shit, sorry, there's someone at the door. I actually have to go. I'm sorry, hon. I hope you have a lovely time. You can text me if you want, okay? Yay, I love you too. Bye-bye. Be safe. I am so fucking sorry. I had no idea she was going to say that. That it would be so awkward, and I just... Fuck, Can I ask you something, though? You don't have to answer at all. There's no pressure whatsoever, okay? Was she being honest with what she just said? Is that actually how you feel? 'Cause I need to know the truth before I think or do what I want to do next, okay? You can just not answer the question, and we can move on like this never happened, or you can answer it. It's 100% your choice. Take your time. There's no rush at all, okay? You mean that? You're completely sure that you mean that, dear. Can you get your hands out of your face for me then? Because the only way I can do what I want to do next is by you letting me see your face. Let me see that pretty face. Is there anything you'd always hope that I'd call you if we were ever in a situation like this? You'd want me to call you my good boy? You're my good boy. And I want my good boy to sit in my lap. That's not too fast, is it? Good boy. Come here. Look at me. You told me the truth. So I'm gonna tell you the same. I've wanted you. And I do want you. Okay? Give me those lips. You like the feeling of my beard brushing against you when we kiss? Do you like knowing that you're finally getting to have your best friend's dad? That is, if you want to go further than this. But judging by the sweet little dent in your pants, I think you might. Then I'm just gonna pick you up. Oh dear, don't worry about me. I might be a bit of an older man, but that doesn't mean I can't pick up one adorable, sweet fucking boy.